Hello, everybody. It's time for NHK World Radio Japan Easy Japanese. I'm your host, Michelle Yamamoto.
And I'm Jonathan Cheer. Let's have fun learning Japanese together.
Today we'll learn Lesson 23. Today's key sentence is
お母さんに叱られました。
I was scolded by mother.
The main character of our skit is Anna, an international student from Thailand. When talking with Sakura on campus, she was asked about the day when she came back late.
Let's listen to the skit for lesson 23. The key sentence is
お母さんに叱られました。
I was scolded by mother.
この間は門限に間に合った?
いいえ。間に合いませんでした。それでお母さんに叱られました。掃除当番が3回増えました。
それは大変だったね。
Now let me explain about the skit. Sakura asked Anna,
この間は門限に間に合った?
Did you make it in time for dorm curfew the other day?
この間
is the other day.
は
is the particle indicating a topic or the topic marker.
門限
is curfew.
に
is a particle indicating time.
間に合った
is made it in time for or was in time for. It is the た form of a verb.
間に合います
to make it in time or to be in time. Here, Sakura is asking a question.So she says,
間に合った?
With a rising intonation. Anna answers,
いいえ
means no. It's a negative answer.
間に合いませんでした。
I didn't make it in time or I wasn't in time. This is the past negative of
間に合います。
To make it in time or to be in time. The negative of 間に合います is
間に合いません。
Not to make it in time. Not to be in time. In short, you can change the ます form of verbs to the past negative by replacing
ます
with
ませんでした。それでお母さんに叱られました。
So I was scolded by mother. This is a passive expression.
それで
So for that reason is a conjunction.Which expresses a reason. It indicates that because of the reason I just stated, I had the following result.
お母さん
is mother. Here it refers to Anna's dorm mother. The particle
に
when it is used in a passive sentence, indicates by whom a certain action was done to its recipient.
叱られました
is was scolded. To scold is
叱ります。
Its passive form is
叱られます。
To be scolded.
In a past tense sentence, the ending ます becomes ました. So the past form of 叱られます is 叱られました.
Yes. If I, the speaker, is the subject, we usually omit it. Anna continues.
掃除当番が3回増えました。
My cleanup duty has increased by 3 more times.
掃除当番
is cleanup duty.
掃除
is cleanup.
当番
is duty.
が
is the particle indicating a subject or new information.
3回
is 3 times. It consists of the number 3.
3
and
回
A counter indicating the number of times.
増えました.
Increased or has increased is the past form of
増えます.
To increase. Sakura responds.
それは大変だったね.
It was hard, wasn't it?
それ.
Is it?
は.
Is the topic marker.
大変.
Is an adjective meaning hard.
だっ
Is a casual way to end a sentence. To end a sentence in the polite form of the past tense, we say
でした。ね。
is a particle seeking agreement from the listener or showing sympathy to the listener. Now let's listen to the skit for lesson 23 again. The key sentence is,
お母さんに叱られました。
I was scolded by mother.
この間は門限に間に合った？
いいえ、間に合いませんでした。それでお母さんに叱られました。掃除当番が3回増えました。
それは大変だったね。
Now it's time for the segment Teaches Teacher, where the program's supervisor, Professor Akane Tokunaga, teaches us today's point for learning.
Today we learned a sentence in the passive voice, お母さんに叱られました。I was scolded by mother. Please teach us how to make the passive form of verbs in detail.
Okay, let's ask our teacher.
私が教えましょう。
Here's what she says. We use the passive expression when speaking from the perspective of the person who was acted upon, that is, the perspective of the recipient of an action. To do this, we use the passive form of a verb and indicate who did the action using the particle に. Now let me tell you how to conjugate masu form verbs to the passive form. First are verbs where the vowel in the syllable just before
ます
ends with え. In these verbs before
ます
you insert
誰.
So
食べます.
To eat becomes
食べられます.
To be eaten. The second type is verbs where the vowel in the syllable just before ます is い. For these verbs, there are two patterns. One pattern is to change this vowel い to あ. Then you add で after it and say ます. In the case of
叱ります.
To scold, you change で before ます to ら and add れ. So it becomes
叱られます.
To be scolded
します.
To do becomes
されます.
To be done. The other pattern is you insert
誰
before ます.
見ます.
To watch becomes
見られます.
To be watched. Finally, let me introduce a verb which conjugates irregularly.
来ます.
To come or to visit, it becomes
来られます.
To be visited. So please memorize this as it is.
That was today's Teach Us Teacher.
Next, we have sound words, where we introduce words that simulate sounds, noises, or behaviors. Today, we'll introduce some words that involve cleaning up.
ゴシゴシ。
ゴシゴシ。
This is the sound of scrubbing.The sound word for this describes how we give something a scrub to remove dirt or stains.
Kip, kip.
This describes how you wipe or polish glasses or window panes with force. In today's sound words, we introduced
ゴシゴシ
and
キュッキュッ。
Before we close, Anna looks back on today's events and tweets. It's Anna's tweets.
今日は
Cleaning up is tiring, but when it's over, everything looks ピカピカ, shining. I feel so good. Did you enjoy lesson 23? Today's key sentence was
お母さんに叱られました.
I was scolded by mother.
Next time, we'll tell you about how Anna's doing in class at her university.
Find out what happens when you join us again.
Sayonara!